In this episode, we hear from Claire, who works for Sendias, and she talks all about what Sendias is and how they have worked with the Multi Schools Council on young people's projects.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multi Schools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk. Claire, could you start just by telling us a bit about your role?
Hi, Kieran. Yes, so my job is to make sure that our service, the Send Information Advice and Support, does all the things that we're meant to, that are set out in law and guidance and national standards, to support children and young people who have SEND and their parents and carers. I manage a fantastic team of 8 caseworkers, work on developing plans for the service to help improve what we do and lead on new projects that we do. I've got strong links with the Eastern Region Sendias group, where we share ideas and support the work of our services, and also with our national group, the IAS network, to make sure that our service is aware of all the national developments in the world of SEND. And really importantly, we build on positive working relationships with parent voluntary groups, the local authority teams, children and young people-led groups, and health and social care colleagues to raise awareness of the service, and also to look at ways of us working together to try to make sure we have the best service we possibly can.
Yeah, brilliant. And you spoke there about projects, which we're going to come on to speak about later, Claire.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But we're going to start with thinking about your service in general. So we know from speaking to some young people, even some adults working in schools, that not everybody has heard of Sendias. Uh-huh. So could you just tell us a bit more about your service?
Okay. So yes, we work with children and young people from 0 to 25 who have SEND. All local authorities have to have a Sendias service. And one of the really important things about us is that we are free and confidential and impartial. And our impartiality means that we don't take sides. We give information based on the law. And we try to make sure that parents and children and young people have enough information and support to make their own decisions. We don't tell them what to do. So when someone calls our helpline, we listen to what their concerns are and we'll then explain what their options might be in terms of what they might want to do next, and give information and guidance about the issues and outline how we can support. And a lot of the calls that we receive are from parents who tell us of children and young people who are really struggling at school. And we can support around a whole range of issues, ranging from when special needs may be not identified, where they want us to work directly with the children and young people to help them get their views across, where there's a risk of exclusion or a child has been excluded, around EHC needs assessments, where children are struggling with attendance, and right up to appeals to the Send Tribunal as well.
Yeah, so there's lots to cover there, obviously. Yeah. So it's quite a wide-ranging yeah. service. And obviously part of the reason I'm talking to you, Claire, is because over the last couple of years, we've worked with you on some young people projects. Obviously, uh-huh. That's our emphasis is around young people. So why is it important then for your service that you do work with children and young people?
Okay, so Sendias services are nationally are committed to the view that in order to make things better for children and young people, children and young people themselves have to be listened to have their voices heard and to be enabled to participate. And what we see in our service is that where children and young people are supported in expressing their own views and participate in discussions, those meetings go very differently. And it's really powerful to hear directly from children and young people themselves about how things are for them and the ideas and thoughts that they have. And sometimes in meetings, someone from the school or sometimes even a parent will say, "I didn't know that's how you felt or what it was really like for you." And Sendias services have a responsibility to provide information and support to children and young people. And so it's absolutely vital that the information, advice and support that we provide is informed by what they tell us they want and need from our service.
Mm. And the key bit I'm going to pick out from there is you said about adults can be surprised
yes.
when children give
yes.
responses.
Yeah.
We hear that all the time
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
So it is really that starting point, isn't it? It's got to
absolutely.
Be with young people first of all, which you know we obviously always advocate. So moving on to the projects, as I said, we would speak about them. I know there's a couple of projects we've been involved with together. The first one being a good practice seekers. And when we're speaking on the day of we've just spoke at an inclusive conference, and some children spoke at that as well, and they really stole the show. But from your perspective, Claire, can you tell us a bit about the Good Practice Seekers Project?
Yeah, I mean, this was a fantastic piece of collaborative work. So the idea came from our service, because the majority of the calls that we get through our helpline are around parents who are telling us about where their child or young person is really struggling in their setting. And what we often hear is that the child or young person isn't feeling listened to, or doesn't have a way of getting their voice heard. And we wanted to find a way of children and young people themselves directly having an impact on what their experience is within a setting. So the project involved us, the Sendia service, working collaboratively with children and with yourself, Kieran, from the Multi Schools Council, from the youth service who led on training the children, and with the children, with the schools with whom we worked. And the project involved children being trained or supported in being able to speak to children and young people from within the schools that we worked. We heard about what things were working well and what things that the children within the settings didn't feel were working so well. And that was shared with the senior leaders, with the head teachers in the settings. And then the children and young people went back at a later stage to see what differences had been made within those settings, where there was advice from the children and young people, where things needed improving or changing. And it was a really powerful piece of work because it was children and young people speaking to other children and young people within their settings to make a difference. Mm-hmm. And the feedback from the settings themselves and from the children and young people was that they found it a really valuable experience to be involved in, and they want more of the work to continue.
Yeah, and thanks for giving us that opportunity to get involved. Now, I know our ambassadors really enjoyed the project, and they're really keen to see it continue. And so we've got that framework that they've designed, which is more than just, you know, a school ticking a box to say
Absolutely. We've
signed up to an inclusive framework, or we've got a diversity mark. I think it's, you know, it's more about putting the children into actually looking at what's inclusive. And as the children said to us today, they're the ones that know what inclusion looks like the best, because they're getting that. Mm-hmm. So if there's any schools listening to this and you want to find out more, you know our email address, which is mschoolscouncil@gmail.com. And our hashtag, which the young people created for this, is #BetterThanOfsted. So going on to the second project we were involved with, Claire, the Send Volunteers. Could you tell us a bit about that one?
Sure. So the Send Volunteers built on the experience of the Good Practice Seekers. And the aim of that project was for a group of children and young people from the Multi Schools Council to be supported, again, in speaking to children and young people from five different settings about what they might need from a SendDS service and how they'd like to receive it. This was to help us develop our work with children and young people to make sure that it was informed by what children and young people told us they needed from us. And the settings that we chose to speak to were two secondary social, emotional, mental health settings, a secondary alternative education setting, and a group of young people who were NEET, were accessed via Mind. And we chose these settings as, by definition, the children and young people within these settings were highly likely to have experienced some significant difficulties in their mainstream settings. So the SendDS worked with the Multi Schools Council on the kinds of questions that would be good to ask, and the responses from the children and young people interviewed are going to help us shape what and how we deliver our work with children and young people.
Yeah, and we're going to come on to that in a minute to kind of really sum that up. But you can see there that obviously the two projects, the first one we've spoken about the Good Practice Seekers and making sure young people are really involved with that. But it was the same with the Send Volunteers, wasn't it? You know, we could have gone out to children and asked those questions, but actually it's more powerful that children were speaking to children. Yeah. And I think that's really kind of what stood out for us with that one. So to sum up, Claire, taking all that forwards, how are you looking to improve as a service and kind of make more people aware of the SendDS service as well?
I mean, it's a really big challenge, Kieran, and a really good question. There's some key things. One is we're developing a website with an independent company, and that will include some social media. The aim is for that website to be accessible not only to parents and carers, but also to children and young people, so that much larger range of information will be available to them in means that they can access that. We're also developing our training offer to parents, to health and social care, and to education colleagues, and also developing training videos, which will be on our website. The aim of those is to enable us to reach a wider number of parents and professionals, alongside raising awareness of the service. And really importantly, to build our service through current joint commissioning discussions with health colleagues, with the aim of enabling us to have significantly increased capacity to deliver casework right from the earliest intervention up to tribunal work, which would include our capacity to develop our work with children and young people.
So we're really pleased to hear you're keen to work with young people. And I know moving forward from September, we're going to be running the Good Practices Project again in North Essex. And hopefully following today as well, we'll have some more interest in other parts. And thanks very much, Claire, for giving us this time. And hopefully more people will now understand Zendias and how we've kind of worked together.
Brilliant. Thank you, Kieran.
A massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multischools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.